Thank you, Basil, and good morning, Millsy. On Capitol Hill in Washington, it's another day of back-and-forth arguments, this time before another House committee, as the impeachment investigation into President Trump continues. This time it is the Judiciary Committee, the panel with the power to draw up articles of impeachment. It's run by Democrat Jerry Nadler.
The facts before us are undisputed. On July 25th, President Trump called President Zelensky of Ukraine and in President Trump's words, asked him for a favor. That call was part of a concerted effort by the president and his men to solicit a personal advantage in the next election.
That, Nadler contends, amounts to a president abusing his power for his own political gain. The top Republican on that committee, Doug Collins, says this is actually all about the Democrats' political vendetta.
We are here, no plan, no fact witnesses, simply being a rubber stamp for what we have. But hey, we got law professors here. What a start of a party.
Did the law professors get picked by the Democrats or the Republicans?
Well, three of the four constitutional scholars appearing as witnesses today were picked by the Democrats, including law professor Pamela Carlin of Stanford, who pointed to the 18th century framers of the U.S. Constitution.
The very idea that a president might seek the aid of a foreign government in his reelection campaign would have horrified them.
Professor Jonathan Turley of Georgetown Law School, selected by Republicans, says there's more anger than evidence.
We're all mad. Where has that taken us? Will a slipshod impeachment make us less mad?
The RealClear.com average of the various impeachment polls, and there are a lot of them, has, as of this morning, 48.3% saying yes to both impeaching and convicting Donald Trump, and Millsy and Basil, 45.8% say no.
Right, Bob.